My name is John Erling, and today's date is May 9th, 2018. Jana, would you state your full name, please?
My full name?
Yes.
You don't want just Jana J. You want Jana Margaret J. Owens.
So what is it again?
Well, it's just Jana J.
But we got other names in there, too.
Well, the legal name is Jana Owens.
Okay. Your date of birth?
Oh, my gosh, John. I don't know if I can go through with this interview. August 30th, 1943.
Your present age?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
You have to figure it out, for God's sake.
That's up to me to figure
that's
out?
That's enough of that.
You're the second lady who refused to actually say her
age. Oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have given you even the date. But that is the correct date. Wikipedia is wrong.
Where are we recording this interview?
Tulsa, Oklahoma, at my home.
Where were you born?
Great Falls, Montana. Air Force baby. I was born in Deaconess Hospital, Malmstrom Air Force Base.
Your mother's name?
Betty Sprague. Betty Patricia Sprague. Meyer Hopper.
Tell
two
us
marriages.
Where she grew up and a little bit about her personality.
Oh,
what
yeah.
was she like?
You know, I just lost my mom year before last. But she was playing violin till the very day she passed.
And how old was she when she died?
93, about 2 weeks shy of 94. She was born in 1921. A big, big, big influence in my life, she and my maternal grandparents, because my granddaddy on my mom's side was the champion fiddle player. My grandmother played piano. My granddaddy was a champion fiddle player, and they were in Joplin, Missouri area, Veneta, and so forth. Actually, their families were based in Colorado. Dust Bowl, Colorado, wheat farmers. Grandmother and granddaddy played dances everywhere, and grandmother played some classically, but they wanted my mom to learn right, end quotes. So they sent her to Juilliard.
Meaning to read notes.
Well, she was reading. Grandmother was a classical pianist as well, you know, chorded for granddaddy and all of his fiddle tunes. And they had her studying with somebody there in Julesburg, Colorado. But anyway, they wanted her to learn right and do well. So they sent her to Juilliard. And she was able to get into Juilliard. She'd advanced quite a bit. There she met my dad.
Okay. And then again, her instrument was violin.
She played piano also. We all played multiple instruments, but primarily violin. That's what she was studying.
And she meets your father at Juilliard.
Who was a violinist.
And his name?
Jacob G. Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.
What was his personality like?
He was from a kind of a Brethren background, Pennsylvania Dutch and French. His mom was full-blooded French, Anna Royer. Very musical, five kids. They were all beautiful. He was very handsome, the only son. And my aunts all had those big, beautiful dimples. And I rolled up tape when I was 12 years old. I thought, I know I'm supposed to have those dimples. But I never did get the dimples, the Meyer dimples. But they were gorgeous. You know, they were beauty queens, homecoming queens, all that. And those dimples, oh my gosh, they were to die for. And very sweet. So the dad was a Brethren minister and then president of a couple of colleges. Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania and eventually another college in Wisconsin. Anyway, he had been brought up in this very strict, it wasn't Amish, it was Brethren, but still the same type of thing. They dress plain. When I stayed with my great Aunt Anna and Uncle Nathan when my little sister was born back there, I was four. I was allowed to have one sweet a day. So in the morning, I could choose sugar on the breakfast food or wait for ice cream at night or jam on my one sweet a day. They were beautiful people, but my dad grew up in this very structured home. His dad being a preacher and president of the college, those kids had to toe the line. So he was a lot more strict than my mother, who was more from farming, wheat farming, and relaxed, you know, some fiddling and all that in her background. Age two, he thought I was going to be the child prodigy.
2 years old.
Two and a half. Little eighth size violin.
Can you remember any of that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember it because I was terrified. I was terrified. I cried every day. I was scared to death of my dad.
And he put this violin
in your hand. I had to practice an hour a day.
As a child of 2.5, 3 years old?
Absolutely. So my mom broke it into little segments throughout the day. You know, we'd play. And that was kind of fun. I do remember liking my mother. I still have the little book that I started. I couldn't even reach out to the fingerboard. I had to hold the body of the violin. So I learned rhythms and notes, quarter notes, half notes, whole notes. The E string was a birdie. The A string was a hen. The D string was a frog. And the G string was the bumblebee. You know, it was fun until my dad came home. And my dad wanted to hear. You know, he gave me a lesson. He had been away in the service until I was like 2. So he missed that baby time. My mom never spoke ill of him, but she said, well, he just missed your infancies and you were bright. So when he entered the picture full time, he expected me to be terrific. I had flashcards. I learned to read when I was 3. You know, I had all these flashcards. I still have some of those. There was a little conflict there between my mom and my dad and how I was being raised. And then my little sister came along, and that relaxed things a bit. But they eventually did part ways when I was 7.
Your sister, is that the only sibling you have?
The only full sibling. I have halves.
And your sister's name?
Sherry Meyer-Gans.
Was she musical too?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were all musical.
Did they force the violin on her too?
No. See, Dad had her as a baby in his life. So he saw her
differently.
Yes, he understood, you know, where you're coming from when you're just a baby. With me, I was already speaking and so forth, and he was expecting much more of me. So that relaxed things considerably.
Yeah. They obviously knew you had music in you. Just because you were born of them doesn't mean.
Right.
Did you ever sing?
I did sing. We sang songs as a kid. Yeah. Oh, no, all my whole life.
But did you ever say, no, I'm not a vocalist at all?
I remember singing. We sang as a family and we sang, but I think my focus was on the violin.
Right.
My focus was instrumental. And that's still how I am. If I have my band in place and harmonies, I'm fine. I'm right on pitch and I enjoy it. But I don't feel like I'm a Barbara Streisand type. I'm not a solo singer. With my band, we do lots of vocals.